Paul, these things that are there just a few minutes. There are some things that we wanted to close out with that took place there that in Philippi. I can't remember from my studies how wonderful the beginnings of the church that took place there. It's very humble. By the way, it's not. And we've had several women that listened to speeches from Paul. and now he's going to fulfill some of the work that he was needed to do, and that was to strengthen and encourage to help these brethren to help courage to continue their work. Once that was done, then he departed. Now, this is not the last that we hear about Philippi. If you remember, there is a very difficult passage today. We don't know what all words were spoken here in the encouragement passage. We don't know all of the words that he used in the outline of the beginning of the scripture. So we do have some scripture passages in the writing back to them that the Holy Spirit received a new archive. Where Paul writes to these some years later, or some time later, and he is encouraging them further. So now we have good insight into what that encouragement looks like. This is where we get some of our instructions on how we interact with one another, how we encourage one another. It's not all about just going and getting a lunch or a cup of coffee and just enjoying, baseball season and all of that kind of stuff. Look at the things that he writes back to this, and we're only going to do just a very 30,000 foot flyby on this epistle. I think it's very deep talking about all of the content of the epistle. And we're going to read it for 7 minutes on the epistle that he's going to tell. He tells them to rejoice. To take joy. Christ is our glory. You rejoice in that. Christ is our strength. You rejoice in that. And the context of all of the Christ is goes all the way back to what Jesus himself has said. Remember the Beatitudes? He says, blessed are you when they what? When they persecute you, and when they do all manner of evil against you. Thank you. he greatly rejoiced when trials come. So, you see the resolution. And you take an art. And you remind us that you sit and you can do the work. And what was it that you did? That trials you took the key. For me to live is Christ, to die is Christ. For me to live is to confess Christ, the Lord of our faith. Understand that Christ is the Father, the Father of Jesus, and the Father of the Lord. So this letter was written with these very commentary and context about what else the Christian should have that Luke is offered to us. I love how Scripture all really just falls together and puts me to the text. And I hope that you're thinking about the epistles that were written back to these churches as we go through to the additional power to what Paul Silas. Later on, Titus, what these evangelists were doing as they were going from church to church. You may probably get an idea of the idea of maintaining a stabilized church. That is part of the system. Far from common sense, this is the key to the next stop of the community. Okay. Let's go ahead and move forward, and this will take us to, I believe it is lesson 10 in your outline. And that is the lesson entitled Fellowship in the Lord. This talk is just a little bit, so we could have done this more earlier, but let's do it a bit jumpy and talk about fellowship. If you remember all the way back to the beginning of our study, that's 2. After this great sermon, the conversion of the 2000s, and the establishment of the church very recently, Luke records, and they continue steadfastly in the apostle's doctrine, and fellowship, and breaking of bread. Something that the religious community is fellowship is translated from the Greek word which means, according to the will of the body, community of interest, and in the company of people. So fellowship is an important part of the work of the church, of the mission of the church. You know, in our study of several months ago at the first meeting, we talked quite extensively about the relationship that we are supposed to have, and where fellowship makes the congregation gone off with regards to how people within that local body see each other. As we look at the work of the Apostle Paul, and we see him travel and become the important one of him and Silas working together, or earlier him and Barnabas, Timothy was one of the leaders here as the one who was here, or the other. the association that they have one with another was not a good difference to achieve. They were being beaten to death. They were being thrown into prison to death. And while in prison, what were Paul and Silas doing? They were worshiping to death. Horrible circumstances. So important. All right. What about the threats that are left behind in the local world? Because they interact with each other. As I said a minute ago, the hardship is not going to just go away because Paul moved on. The hostility remains. Fellowship enables brothers to strengthen one another and to persevere through the hardship. Or is it a definition of the relationship that we have with the Lord and with each other? Because essentially, as we're drawing nearer and nearer to God, what about that difference between people that are otherwise like this? We're getting closer. We're going to come together. We are together. Typically, each other, we are partners in our pursuit of happiness together. So, when we continually discuss that the way that the world and the way that our lives as a local congregation are acting is not appropriate, we are part of Paul's prayer. And so we rise. We are the Father and with Jesus through what the Holy Spirit has given us in the recorded word, and we love one another. We don't fight to one another. We don't try to one another. We are not to take together to persevere through this life where we can be together. spiritual experience that's going on. And then we can tell, we need to have the things to listen to God. There is an emotional thing that contributes to our spiritual life. But if we don't want to turn the monk up, how could we all do that? This is earth living. You think the Apostle Paul, you know, I can really run out of the number of chapters. I'm glad that We're all equal. We're all part. We're solution to the problem. Wonder why it's not working well. All of this that we're talking about can be just to the Lord. And it's 2,000 years old. There's a number of things. All right, so let's continue on to this. And we'll find out if we get through a good part of the chapter on that. It's the work that Paul is doing, the step and the work that continues to be involved in the situation of the physical fighting and that sort of thing that Paul and Silas and the others have to do that God's word that needs to be delivered to the Creator of the world before it, that teaching the gospel to speak to the Lord. The the journey continues. I will not pass through as humble as in Babylonia, but since the Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. We don't know what was caused in those other two cities that are studied. They felt a state of order with God, but I thought, too, that they were just realizing and realizing everywhere Paul went, he was praying for God. They didn't say, well, you people are just less important here in those two cities. Mark's point a minute ago, the idea that let's just build tens of thousands of members in this state, you can believe whatever you want to believe, and we're just all A-OK upon the decision. Form What have they just done? The Jews, what have they just done? The Pharisees knew that their accusers were all in high esteem, facing the others. But both are created sick by God. We will start a new chapter.